Wake up feeling good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Feels
good. And it goes leave the studio, Cogs, and you speak to this guy without me here.
Leave the studio and you speak to him. Now, a couple of weeks ago on Triple M, like I said before, we'll say things and we're never safe. So we'll say what we think. And sadly, sometimes it affects a few people who might not like that. And that's just how it is. You'd rather be that than someone who sits on the fence. And trust me, there's a few radio stations that do that. That's boring. This isn't.
I can't even remember what I said.
Well, I'm going to introduce this man, Gareth Higgins. He's a garbologist here in Bendigo. G'day, Gareth.
G'day, Coco. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. You better explain to Kylie, because you're not
Hello,
happy,
Gareth.
My name is Stevenson.
Oh.
Now, Gareth, you are a leading hand. You are a garbologist extraordinaire. What did Kylie say on Triple M just to get you a little upset, Gareth?
She said it twice, Coco. She actually said that we just sit on our butts pushing buttons all day.
What's so funny about that, Kylie?
I
think that's rude, Gareth.
Sorry, Gareth. Okay, now you have made me think back to that particular time when I said it, and I was referring to the garbos back in the 70s, how you used to get out and you used to have really strong, muscly arms and sweat because you'd be running alongside the truck and getting tin garbage cans and putting the rubbish in the back of the truck.
So what are you saying about the current guys?
So I do believe that you just do sit there and push buttons because you never get out of the truck.
Gareth?
Oh, yes, we do get out of the truck, Kylie. When bins are behind parked cars and things like that, we're in and out of the truck quite a lot.
Rightio. Well, how difficult is it if you are sitting in your garbage truck and you push that button to get the arm right in the right position to pick up the garbage bin? Is it difficult? Do you need precision?
You've got to be really precise. And it takes a hell of a lot of practice.
Oh.
And, yeah, I think you should come and have a go, Kylie. I think you should come to our depot and have a go in the truck.
Do you know how tall I am?
Is there a height problem?
You can't use that as an excuse, Kylie. We've got a couple of vertically challenged people at work, and they can drive the truck quite fine.
Do you have a ladder? Because I think I would need a ladder to get up on the truck.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we can provide a ladder or a footstool. There's no way you're getting out of this, Kylie.
No, I think you're right, Gareth. I think it's time that you jumped on with the garbologist here in Bendigo, who, by the way, do a sensational job. Imagine if they didn't do the job, you'd have bloody garbage everywhere.
Oh, that's right. So, I mean, look, Gareth, I think that you do a fabulous job.
Don't suck up to him. You didn't say that. You said that they're lazy buggers.
I didn't say they were lazy.
Am I right, Gareth?
That's what was implied. Not only once, but she said it a few weeks later. So twice in the space of a month, she was bagging us out.
Gareth, I am sorry, but how fit are you? What's your body like?
What?
Oh, I'm 5'11", about 60 kilos. So.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
You're a jockey, mate, I tell you, Gareth.
Yeah, I'm too tall, but yeah, my weight's good.
Yeah, I tell you what, that is 60, gee.
All right, and are the other garbos like that?
What's that got to do with it?
Well, because...
it's not a fashion parade.
No, I know it's not a fashion parade, but, you know, if they're slim, then
Gareth just told you he's 60 kilograms. You wouldn't be...
Yeah, but that's one of the garbos.
Do you want to go with all of them, do you?
No, I don't.
Feel like a little party with the garbos here or what?
No, I'm just trying to work out how physically demanding on the body being a garbo
is these
days. Oh, hang on a
sec. You just said that Gareth and the garbologists here in Bendigo, by the way, do a great job. You said it's our lazy buggers. They're lazy buggers because they just press buttons. Now you're asking whether they've got the muscle to do it.
No, well, I'm asking if it is a physical
job these days.
I am, Gareth. Help me out here, Gareth. Are all of the garbos, are they, you know, quite fit?
None of them are overweight, put it that
way. There we go. Okay. All right.
Gareth,
so it is strenuous.
What's the OH&S thing with this? Can Kylie actually do it? Does she need a certificate, a license or something?
Well, if we do it in the depot, we should be good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that works out.
We'll do it in the depot.
Yep.
On private land, just so she can experience what's involved in actually stopping the truck in the right place and grabbing the bin. And we'll make it really easy. We'll just put one bin in the middle of the yard. There'll be no bins close by it. There won't be any parked cars. It won't be under any trees. So
I'll make it
as easy as possible.
Make it a bit
harder.
Gareth,
have you seen me drive?
Seriously?
Yeah, I've seen you driving the Triple M Beast in your Yaris, so...
Well,
seriously, it's not good, Gareth.
I'm not the best driver on the road.
That's why I suggested we did it in the yard and not on the road.
All right, we'll get the insurance propped up, mate, I'll tell you.
I'm up for the challenge then.
Awesome.
So are you going to pick me up in the garbo truck?
If you want me to, I can.
Yes, please.
This will be a journey.
Okay. Yep, all right.
Let's make it next week, Gareth, you reckon?
Yep, okay. Okay. Today.
Done. All right. Well, there you go.
And I'm off to be a garbo for a couple of minutes.
Because you abuse the garbos and they do a cracking job. I've got a couple of good mates at the garbos. I don't know Gareth, but now I do. And you sound like a good bloke, Gareth. So, geez, I've sucked a fair bit, haven't I?
You have. It's not like you. Do you want a job as a garbo?
My joint day empty. That's all. Work it out. Anyway. Hey, Gareth, thanks, mate. Let's keep in touch.
Yeah, will do, Coco.
And all
that. Kylie, I'll see you soon.
Yeah, you will. That wasn't as bad as what I thought. I thought he was really going to go to town on me. He's actually quite nice.
Gareth, wait till she gets in the truck. Then it'll be different, won't it?
Yeah. When we're off air, and I can say what I really think.
Coco and Kylie for breakfast. Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.